This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
Data has shown that adding reldesemtiv to SMN restoration therapies can improve muscle function in a mouse model of SMA. The findings were presented during the 2019 annual Cure SMA conference, which recently took place in Anaheim, California. Reldesemtiv is a fast skeletal muscle troponin activator. It's being developed by Cytokinetics in collaboration with Astellas. It's designed to slow down the rate of calcium release from fast skeletal muscle fibers, therefore improving muscle contraction. But this activator does not target the underlying causes of SMA, which is a lack of the SMN protein. Instead, it is intended to be used in conjunction with disease-modifying therapies, such as Biogen Spinraza or SMN-C1, which is the risdiplam analog. And Spinraza was the first therapy ever approved by the US FDA for SMA. Risdiplam is being developed by Genentech, and it's in partnership with PTC Therapeutics and the SMA Foundation. It works by altering the way SMN2 messenger RNA is processed. Messenger RNA is a molecule that carries instructions to make proteins. The SMN2 gene makes a shortened and unstable version of the SMN protein, but altering its processing allows for higher levels of functional SMN protein to be produced. The aim of the preclinical studies was to investigate the effects of reldesemtiv in combination with either Spinraza or SMN-C1. This was done using the Hungley mice in a mouse model of SMA. In both studies, researchers measured the changes in muscle force in the animal's plantar flexor muscles. These are calf muscles used to point the foot in response to electric stimulation of the sciatic nerve. The study was called the Fast Skeletal Muscle Troponin Activator Reldesemtiv in combination with nusinersen improves muscle function in a mouse model of SMA. It was presented as a scientific poster by researcher Eva Chin. The poster showed that mice treated with three different doses of Spinraza alone increased body weight and muscle mass as compared with control mice. Moreover, increased muscle force in response to nerve stimulation compared with control mice, and single doses of reldesemtiv further increased muscle force. This was in response to a low-frequency nerve stimulation of 50 Hz in all groups that were treated with Spinraza. An increase of 290% in muscle force was seen in mice treated with the highest doses of both Spinraza and reldesemtiv. In mice treated with Spinraza alone, at the same frequency, the increase in muscle force was 100%. And for the other study, it was called the Fast Skeletal Muscle Troponin Activator, reldesemtiv, in combination with SMN-C1, improves muscle function in a mouse model of SMA. And it was also presented as a scientific poster by researcher Samantha Adele. Investigators found that treatment with SMN-C1 increased survival, body weight, and muscle mass. The investigational therapy also improved muscle force in response to nerve stimulation. At a frequency of 50 Hz, mice treated with SMN-C1 alone had an increase of muscle force of 32%. However, when combined with reldesemtiv, the muscle force increased by 320%. In both studies, adding reldesemtiv to SMN-restoring therapies increased muscle force at lower frequencies. This may be important for activities like breathing and walking. Overall, the data supports the potential of reldesemtiv to further improve muscle function in SMA. Despite advanced SMA treatments that improve nerve and muscle function and extend lifespan, substantial residual muscle weakness can persist. So in conclusion, data from these preclinical studies suggest that reldesemtiv may complement SMN-directed therapies to further improve muscle function. This is especially for routine activities that may be fatiguing and don't require maximum exertion.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone! Happy Friday! The following is an excerpt from Alyssa Silva's latest column, Finding Humor in Stinky Situations. I always get hit with a wave of back-to-school nostalgia when September creeps up on the calendar. The days of shopping for supplies, picking out a first day of school outfit, and being excited and anxious about the year ahead are a distant memory. In today's column, I'm going to share one of my favorite, albeit embarrassing, first day memories. It was my first day of middle school, which meant a new school, new teachers, and new students. Along with the everyday fears of a new academic year, I worried about the impact my disability would have in a new environment. Would the teachers be accommodating and treat me as my peers' equal? Would the students accept me and want to be my friend? Would I be able to keep up with the physical demands of middle school? My mother watched from inside the house as I rolled down the outdoor ramp and onto the bus. It wouldn't be long before she would receive a phone call from my principal. At school, I was at my locker trying to learn how to use a combination lock when I overheard kids shouting. The ceilings were low and the halls were narrow, causing commotion as kids scurried to their next class. Above the indiscreet noises, I heard kids yell, "Ew, what's that smell? Dude, it's probably just kids coming from the gym." Unaware of the smell they were complaining about, I made my way to my next class. Soon, I was pulled aside the hallway. The smell was me. Well, it wasn't technically me. It was the aroma I was giving off after unknowingly being sprayed by a skunk. As if my fears of being disabled and accepted weren't worrisome enough, my principal sent me home on the first day of school because I smelled bad. To read this entire column, head over to SMA News Today. And be sure to check out the SMA forums so you can discuss topics like this. We would love to hear from you and hear about your crazy middle school stories as well. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.